Welcome to the Infinite Scale podcast. My name is James Vickery. I'll be your host and really great to have you listening in on the show today. I think we've got an interesting topic today and we've got a special guest. I'd like to introduce Rosie, and Rosie is our Head of Customer Success here at Benchmark 365. Hey, Rosie.
Hello, James.
How are you?
Doing good. What about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm kind of excited about this. We never get to talk like this. We get to talk at work every day. I don't think we've ever been on a podcast together. So I think this is going to be really interesting for both of us.
Definitely. My first time on a podcast.
Awesome. And perhaps you could tell us just a little bit about what it means to be a head of customer success at Benchmark 365, just for our audience that don't know. Tell us a little bit about you. How long have you been at the company and what are the sort of things that you work on here at Benchmark?
Okay. I've been with the company for about 4 years now. I came on as the customer success manager. I think I and nobody at the team really knew what that was going to mean, and it's kind of evolved over time. But for the most part, I handle our onboarding. So we have a 15-day onboarding process with all of our partners. So I make sure that everybody is on a good schedule and working through the onboarding phases. The second thing that I do as well is account management. So I work together with our pilot partners and also our normal partners to make sure that the teams are aligned and collaborating.
Awesome. And you must have seen a lot. I mean, 4 years, and we've grown a lot over that 4 years. So I thought what we would do today is maybe get you to share some learnings really about what maybe works well and what doesn't work well, so that MSPs that are looking to onboard with an outsourced help desk can actually make the right decisions and get it effective for them and for their business. You ready?
I am ready.
That's great. Thank you. So I thought what we might do today is just sort of cover off some of the common things that MSPs need to think about when they're onboarding with an outsourced help desk. I know that there's probably thousands of things, but are there some things that really come to mind for you for this topic today?
So there are a couple things that come to mind when talking about how to set up an MSP for success when they decide to get somebody like us, a vendor, to take over their help desk. The first thing is dedicating the right amount of time to the onboarding process. Another really good topic is choosing the right customers and making sure to have strong communication in place with those customers. A third one is having dedicated people who are going to really take ownership of the engagement. The fourth one is collaboration. So getting together with us, for example, or whichever vendor that you choose, to make sure that we are collaborating and evolving together. The fifth one would be sending the right amount of work. So not too much, but also not too little as well. Another good one is getting to know the team that you're going to be working with and to really treat them as if they are a part of your team. And then the last one is preparing for growth. And this one is often overlooked, but that's why we're here, to help you guys grow.
Awesome. Well, that's there's some pretty deep topics to get into. And obviously, you've got a lot of experience in this area. So why don't we kick off with that first one? We have a 15-day onboarding program at Benchmark. First of all, is that enough time? You've obviously done hundreds of onboardings over the last 4 years. Is that enough time for an MSP to, you know, work with an outsourced provider and get their service desk in place and ready to support their customers?
I would say definitely. We could do it in less. It's a lot of times that the MSPs are the ones that need a little bit more time to prepare and get themselves ready. I could do it in 5, but we give 15 just because we do see some delays along the way.
Right. And it's been my experience, over the years that often it's important to dedicate time to one project, being onboarding with the help desk. It's not a good idea necessarily to be onboarding a new RMM and onboarding a new PSA and onboarding a new documentation platforms. I think sometimes when an MSP is going through growth and change, they might bite off a bit more than they can chew. Do you see that often during the onboarding phase?
We do. So a lot of times partners will come on with Synchro and then move over to Autotask. And then we set up one integration, we got to break it and set up another one. And it does become a waste of time. And then in the end, they find out they don't like Autotask and they move back to Synchro. So it can just become a big mess.
Right. And it's so hard when you're a small MSP in particular, and you're really trying to innovate and move forward. And all of these vendors are telling you that, this is so important that you move to this platform. But I guess from our perspective at Benchmarks, what's important is getting the staffing right. And whatever tool you choose to do, just pick a tool and run with it, and let's get the delivery right, and then let's fine-tune the tools. So I think that's a really great insight. And I just For me, I think it's so critical that assigning the right amount of time for onboarding is critical.
Yeah, me
Let's
too.
move on to the next one. So choosing the right customer. So what does that mean?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So a lot of times we want to get different viewpoints from different customers. So example, you want to have one Karen in there that's a little bit disruptive, and it's going to provide all of that negative feedback that's going to, help us to improve. But you also want to have some of the nicer, gentler customers as well. And then you also have to think about volume. So you don't want to choose a customer that sends a ticket a month, because it's going to take longer for the team to collaborate and really get to know the end users if they're only getting one ticket a month.
Makes sense. I think it's a good time to talk about the fact that everything at Benchmark starts as a pilot program, or some might refer to it as a proof of concept. And part of that is actually trying out different things. So which customers are going to be amenable to the help desk, or as you put it, which ones are not? Maybe there's a Karen, for want of a better term, that might make things difficult, and that's okay. But it's about doing a pilot that first of all doesn't exhaust and overwhelm you as an MSP. So choosing and allocating a group of customers that you think will work well with the process, and then adjusting the process as you go along. And so at Benchmark, it's a 90-day pilot program, and we think that it takes 90 days to achieve customer success. And through that 90 days, there might be lots of changes that get made. There might be, for example, another customer that you want to onboard during that time, and we can give that a go. There might be changes to some systems and procedures. I think that's a very natural part of working with an outsourced vendor, but we put that 90 days in there so that you can configure the service to meet your needs and expectations, and you can measure it. So that's a really good insight, Rosie. What about the next one? Having dedicated or accountable people at the MSP to own this engagement. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so this is very important because during the 15-day period, we're trying to set you up for success. So we go through a bunch of different trainings to help you collaborate and work with the team together, and just to give you some tips and tricks on how best to work with an outsourced vendor. And then what happens is we teach Bob all of this stuff. We invest a lot of time into Bob, and then Joe takes over, and then we have to start the process over again. Because Joe doesn't know anything that we've learned during the onboarding phase.
Gotcha. So it's really important to have sort of like that figurehead that oversees the engagement, works with you or your team, gets to understand how things work, and so they can champion this internally. And so it's important not to kind of change horses in the middle of a race, I think is what you're saying there.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, like, you can definitely bring on additional people. But I wouldn't change everybody out. Somebody has to be there from the original group that knows what's going on and how things work.
Right. And I think it's also fair to say that we want to get everybody on board. And so having not only having the right person assigned to the task, but also then having some redundancy in place as well, so that if they step out, of course they're going to step out. Maybe they're taking a vacation, maybe they're away on leave, or maybe regrettably they might leave the organization at some point. It's important to have a backup that's also trained and goes through the same onboarding exercise. That's interesting. Yeah. Really good, thank you. And that, I guess, that leads to the next one, collaboration. So tell us a little bit about how Benchmark collaborates with partners. How does that work? What does that look like?
So normally during the pilot stage, we want to meet a partner at least once a week, but we can even do it two or three times a week for 10 to 15 minutes a day, and just to talk about what's working, what's not working, what are the expectations, and what things we need to adjust and change over time. And the reason that we do this is because you guys know your end users and you guys know your client environment better than we do. And we're still learning. And as we learn, things need to start to adjust and align and change. So at the end of the day, the end users really get what they want, which is good service.
awesome. And it's a little bit like, you know, bringing our culture to you. So one of the things is we don't want to operate on these sort of, although we're distant from one another, we don't want to operate on these kind of, you know, physical and metaphorical islands. We want to make sure that we're communicating with our partners in the same way that you might communicate with your own internal team. And to do that, there's a cadence. We talk about cadence a lot here at Benchmark. So I might say to Rosie, what's your cadence with Acme MSP? And Rosie will say 3 times a week, every, you know, Monday morning, Wednesday morning, Friday morning. And then we know, great, there's a lot of collaboration happening between our organizations. And those companies that collaborate well with us have really successful engagements compared to those that sort of maybe see this as a set and forget type arrangement where, you know, don't need to meet as often. So that's a really good insight. Thanks, Rosie. I don't know about this next one. I mean, you know, when we outsource, surely we want to dump all of our tickets as quickly as possible on the outsource provider. Why can't we just send loads and loads of work from day one? Or what, like you even said, like, don't send too little work. I would have thought, you know, we, you know, Benchmark would be happy if there was just one ticket coming in very occasionally. Tell us why getting this balance right is important.
Yeah, so it is important. If you send in, so I have an example. We worked with an MSP a few years back. And on day one, they thought it would be fun to send over like 100 tickets. And you can imagine they were we only expected about 5, possibly 10. And so it just overwhelmed the help desk immediately. And then that's going to lead to quality issues. So although right. we love like a high volume of work, there has to be a balance.
Right.
And then opposite to that is we have MSPs sometimes that come in and maybe they're so guarded and they're so hesitant that they'll only send through one ticket. And then they'll guard that little ticket until its completion. And the problem with that is it's going to take a lot of time for the team. So the team is like a new employee. If you only give the employee one task, that's all they're ever going to learn. But we need to learn everything. And we need to learn everything as fast as we can. And the best way to do that is to get a good flow of tickets every day.
Right. That's a really good point. And I think it does come down to communication as well. So it's about forecasting using that example. I've got an even more extreme one. When we first started Benchmark, we had an MSP sign up and send 600 tickets in the first day. And that we definitely weren't expecting that. But we're geared for it. So we're definitely geared for high volumes of work or we wouldn't be here. But it's about managing those expectations. And so if you think that you're going to, for example, send 100 tickets in a month, then rightfully so, that might equate to, you know, a certain number per day. And if it's suddenly 5 or 10 times that amount, then we're not geared for it, we're not configured for it, and then that's to the detriment of the MSP and the MSP's customer. So we don't want that. But it's really interesting, that phenomenon that if there's not enough work, there's not enough to sink your teeth into and to build up that tribal knowledge that you would expect of an internal employee. And so, yeah, really, I think Goldilocks and the Three Bears comes to mind. You know, it's not too heavy, not too light. It's just right. And yeah, that's a really good one. Thank you. How do you get to know an outsourced team? Your next point was getting to know the team. Tell us some of the ways that our partners have kind of, you know, culturally, you know, made that bridge or made that effort between the Benchmark crew and their own companies.
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways that we do it. We have chat. So we set you guys up in a chat room where you can chat with the team. That's one of the best ways. So every day you guys have the opportunity to chat with them about tickets and how things are going and, you know, saying hello and so on. Another thing that you can do is like a pizza party. So if you want to treat the team, maybe like a ticket went really well or the customer feedback was amazing, treating the team to a pizza, for example, will really boost their morale. And it's very exciting for them to be able to do that. Awesome. Also, during our weekly calls, we often bring along a technician or a dispatch to sit down and introduce themselves so that our partners and our team can meet face to face and have a little bit of a chit chat back and forth to get to know each other.
That's really cool. My favorite is when partners really just go that extra mile. So pizza parties are awesome, and it's not really about the cost of the pizza party. I mean, even if a partner said to us, "Hey, can you just buy the pizza and say thanks?" we'd be fine with it. But you know, these things are like, you know, a little token gesture that makes the team feel proud to be working for that MSP, and just creates that little bit of sense of, a desire to really work together and do well for one another. I think that's a powerful thing. I also like some of our partners that are just a little bit more pushy is the right word here, but we'll reach out to team members and give them a call. As you said, reach out via chat and just treat them like, you know, any other technician that they're working with locally, and ask questions and try to build a little bit of rapport. And then my favorite is when partners actually come and visit us over in the Philippines. So we had this amazing year-end event, which I know you had a good time, Rosie, where we had a huge get together. Several of our partners came from overseas to come and meet with us there. We had a great night out together, and then we did some workshops together. And that's another way that some of our successful partners have bonded with the team and kind of get that perspective of this being a very well-run organization and getting to see it for real. I think that's a powerful thing as well. So that's a good one. And then the last but not least, how do you prepare for growth and scale, or why should you prepare for growth and scale? Shouldn't you put your feet up and relax, and you don't have to do tickets anymore, right? It's all outsourced. Nothing more to worry about.
Yeah, so I think sometimes MSPs forget why they came to us. So a lot of MSPs that come and work with us, James, as you know, come because they're stuck in a rut in terms of growth, and they want to continue to grow and develop their company, but they're restrained because of workforce problems and so forth. And sometimes when we get into the help desk and onboarding and all of that, it kind of gets lost in translation. At the end of the day, once the help desk is up and running, our goal and our hope for all of the MSPs that we work with is that they will start to grow and really see their, whatever their company's dreams come true.
That's awesome. And it can be frustrating. So we'll often talk to MSPs, and there's an ambition there. You know, the staffing tends to be the reason why a lot of MSPs struggle to grow, because if you're struggling with staff, or your staff are maxed out, then it's hard to sell. But when you onboard with Benchmark, all of a sudden you've got access to this much bigger resource pool, which means technically you're actually the biggest game in town. We love talking to our one person operation MSPs and saying, you are the largest MSP in wherever town, and they can't believe it. And sometimes, again, that's where getting to know the team and collaborating and communicating is important, because we want our partners to feel like, hey, you're the biggest game in town, why don't you go out and get some sales? And I think where it's hard is that if you've been a technical owner founder for 10 years, 15 years, maybe less, maybe more, you've looked for all of the answers in the ticketing system. You know, everything's been about, you know, what's happening with ticket 1, 2, 3, 4, as opposed to, well, why don't I spend more time out visiting customers, out winning business? And I think that MSPs struggle to change gear. And so one thing that we've introduced over the last few years is a peer group called Benchmark Peers. And these are MSPs that are looking to make that mindset shift. So they've got the help desk up and running. Maybe Benchmark's even handling project work for them as well. So they've got the free time, just don't quite know what to do with it. And so getting into peers can be a really powerful way to actually make that mindset shift and pivot to a sales-focused organization. So that's a really good one.
Yeah, I agree.
Awesome. Well, Rosie, I think that's 7. And so what would be one final tip for you? If you could just say one thing or put one thing out to the MSP community, what would that be?
I think a big one for me is, like, don't be afraid. So I think that a lot of partners, a lot of MSPs come into this and they're a little bit hesitant. They're a little bit scared. And you don't have to be, because we've done this for many years. We know what we're doing, and we're here to help you guys grow and improve. And sometimes that fear can really stop all of these other things from happening.
I love that. I think for us, that's what it's all about. When we started the company, our message was grow your MSP. Today, it's free your time, mind, and resources, and to do whatever makes a lot of sense for you. For some people, that is selling, growing this multi mega million dollar company. For others, it's about having more time with family, having more time with friends. And the only way that you're going to get there is to trust the process. So work with the experts like Rosie's team, like our help desk team, and get the maximum benefit out of our experience running managed service providers over the last several years. That's a really good one. Well, Rosie, we've got to go back to work now. This was much more fun doing a podcast together. So thank you. You did really well for your first podcast. And I think I can definitely see a future in us doing a few more together. So thanks, if that's okay. Awesome. So thanks for coming in. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. If you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, please just drop an email to hello@benchmark365.com. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you'd like to come on the show if you've got a great idea you want to come and talk about, or maybe you've got some feedback for us about topics that we can talk about. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're interested in Benchmark and you'd like to know more about our services, visit our website, benchmark365.com. You can chat with an agent right there on the website and you can inquire about our services and we'll get back to you right away. So that's all from us today. Thanks again. Hope you have a great day or night wherever you are. All the best.